Okay. I guess it's the first week of the new cycle, new year, in terms of having started the Torah again last week on Shabbos, Bereishis Fonis and Vestorah. So we begin our cycle here with the Thursday night Shurim with Parshas Noach. And the Torah says in Parak Zion, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, starting in Pasuk Yud Gimel to the first source, Ba'etzem Hayom Hazeh, that very day, Bon Noach, V'Shem, V'Chom, V'Yefes, B'nei Noach, V'Eishes Noach, U'Shloshes, N'Shev, V'Bono, V'Itom, El HaTevo. On that very day, Noach and his sons, Shem, Chom, and Yefes, and his wife, and his sons' wives, all came into the ark. But as we know, they weren't alone. And the next pasuk says, Hema then, V'Chol HaChayel L'Mino, V'Chol HaBehema L'Mino, V'Chol HaRemes, HaRamei Salarit L'Mino, V'Chol HaOf L'Mino, Kol Tzipor Kol Kanof. It was them, and it was all the wild animals according to their species, and all the domesticated animals, and all the crawling creatures, the creepy creatures, and all the birds, and all the winged insects, and everything. All these different creatures. Pasuk Yudal, here, plenty more. And then it says in Pasuk Chesvav, I have all on Noach on the table, Shnayim, Shnayim, Mikol HaBosah, Shem Baruch HaChayim. They came to Noach to the ark, two by two, right? We all know. All the living creatures, Rahaboyim, Pasuk Tazayin, Rahaboyim, Zohar, and the Kevah, Mikol Vosorbo, they came male and female, Kasher, Tzilo, Solokim, just as Hashem had commanded, Vayisgur Hashem, Vado, and then Hashem closed the door for them and so on. So this is how the episode of the flood begins, reporting to us in the Torah that Noach and his children and his wife and his wives, children's wives, came onto the boat accompanied by all the different creatures. Just as an aside, not the top of the Shiva, the Ramban comments in the Chumash that if you take a look at the dimensions of the Teva as specified in the Torah, which the Torah tells us exactly the measurements of the Teva, and then you try and calculate that there was two of every different type of a species, it just doesn't work. He said that all the species will not fit into this ark, and he said that not in 10 arks like it. Okay, so therefore they conclude that it has to have been Maisa Nisim, has to have been some sort of miracle that all these creatures were able to fit on the Teva. And then you can raise the question, well, if it's going to be a miracle anyway, what if they build a Teva? If you can build a canoe, it's going to build, it's going to be a miracle anyway. Okay, so that's something to think about. But in any event, all these animals came.
Huh? Aren't you supposed to do as much as
right,
you
so that's the drasha, correct. You do what you have to do and so on. But in any event, they have all these creatures on the table. It wasn't just they're on the table, but it was Noach's responsibility to take care of them. That's what the Pasuk says in the next source, in Parak Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayimach es kolei kuma shal panei adama, me'odam ad behema ad remes ad ofa shamayim, vayimachum in aretz, vayishor ach Noach vashareta b'teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obliterated, wiped out all of the living creatures on the earth, men, people, animals, all the crawling creatures, all the birds, were all wiped out from the face of the earth, and only Noach and those that were with him on the table survived. This is the first episode of Survivor, right? So Noach was the only people who, Noach and the people on the table, the only ones who survived. And Rashi has a comment in the name of the Medrash on the phrase Ach Noach. It means Vayishar Ach Noach, just Noach. Just Noach survived. But the word Ach is a miut. It comes to be an exclusionary word. And Rashi says in the third source, Rashi on that Pasuk, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, says Ach Noach, the simple reading is Levad Noach, means only Noach, right? Zeh Pshuto, that's a simple shot. However, Umedrash Agoda, the Medrash Agoda is Hayagoneach v'cho edam mitarach ha-behemos ha-chayos. He was diminished, so to speak, because he was so occupied in having to feed all the animals and care for all of his pets for that year. Just he was coughing and spitting up blood from all this work. And another story, he one time was late bringing the lion his food. The lion gave him a shakayah for Yikisho by biting him. Right? But all of them are Hainsai Baratishon fine. So Noach had a tough time. But I mention this because these were Noach's animals. It wasn't just that they happened to be on the ark, but he was responsible. They were, in effect, his pets. So from that.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it. That could be. Right. He growled. That could be the taka. I bet that's right.
But that's fine. The Shiach Kambiyana, I'll go with you to say.
Yeah.
That the whole point in the Teva, it was a Beit Medrash Nechesed.
Uh-huh.
That was the tikkun of the
Hamas. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, very good. It repaired the cause of the flood was that there was lack of unity and people stole from each other. So the tikkun was the Teva that had to care for. Very good. Kedrosha. Anyway, I want to use this little part of the episode as the springboard for our discussion. It's even a question about owning a pet dog. I mean, specifically dog, may touch on other animals also. Noah was the first people we know of that had real pets that he had to care for. So that's our starting point. Is it permissible, advisable, a good idea to have a pet dog or not? Or what does the halacha have to say about it? So the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos, an interesting comment in the fourth source, it's Samach Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Amar of Kana, Amar Shem Ben Lakish, this is Samach Gimel Amud Aleph on Shabbos going over to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Amar of Kana, Amar Shem Ben Lakish, or Amil Amar of Asi, Amar Ish Lakish, or Amil Amar of Abba, Amar Shem Ben Lakish, whoever it was, said the following. Call Amigadel Kelev Ra, Besoch Beiso. Anybody who raises a Kelev Ra, a vicious dog, in his home, Monea Chesed Mitoch Beiso, keeps Chesed out of the house. Dr. Belson just mentioned about Teva being the base manager of Chesed, so to speak. So it says, anybody who raises a vicious dog, you're keeping Chesed out of your house. That's the Mars Drosha. And it has a Drosha based on a play on words, a plus, you can eat a Lamas, or you may have Chesed, she came with Osh Nivon, is currently cattle of Lamas, based on a play on words. From a pasuk in Eo, we connect chesed to having a dog, and it means the mem, Rashi explains, the Rashi is not printed here on the sheet, but Rashi, the Ramaskal Merehu, says, from, or again, Merehu, something is missing from others, it means chesed is missing. Okay, a drosha and a gemara based on a pasuk, a play on words, and the point is,
the federal person quoted you, but all of them bring it in the name of
Shimon Lakish, right? He's the one
who knew
about dogs,
what to do with dogs.
Right, exactly. Shimon Lakish was a bandit, right, originally. So, you know, it could be he traveled with wild packs and so on and so forth. He was a highway robber, you know.
He traveled in wild packs of people.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, one can assume that he knew how to handle wild animals too. But anyway, be that as it may, be that as it may, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. So for this Gemara, it sounds like it's, you know, it's not osir, but it's a bad idea because it keeps the chesed out of the house. Exactly, I understand that, but you know that, and specifically the reference there is a kelev ra. However, there's a more pronounced issue from another Gemara, based on a pasuk later in the Chumash, in the source 5, the pasuk in Dvarim Parakhov Beis pasuk Ches tells us kisivne bayis chadash, when you build a new home, basisa ma'aker legagecha, you have to build a fence to the roof. They call it a maka, it's usually translated as a parapet. I don't know if that helps anybody. A parapet, I think, is one of these words like phylacteries, which you only know what it means, you know the Hebrew, right? But anyway, it means a fence around the
yeah,
roof.
A connection between a pet and a maka.
A parapet, yeah. So let's see some maka like a gecha. You make a maka, below sosim domivesecha, don't allow, loosely translated, don't allow blood to spill in your house, keep on no filament, unless somebody fall off. You have to understand that in those days, and so nowadays in some places they have homes that had flat roofs, and they used to use the roof, especially in the summertime when it didn't rain, like I just saw it didn't rain from Pesach to Sukkot basically, so they used to use the roof as a living space, or at least storage space. People would never go up all the time, so if you have no fence at the end of the roof, someone could fall off and get seriously hurt or worse. The type of roofs that we have today are slanted roofs. You can't spend too much time up there anyway because it's hard to keep your balance. The truth is that you know, in my house years ago, the way I had structured my sukkah, so I'd have to go at the, after building a sukkah, on the side of the house, I'd go onto the roof to straighten out the bamboo slats for the sach. But now, I'm sorry, I have a different system. However, my youngest son recalls that every year in Arab sukkah, we go out onto the roof, and that's a big thrill. So even though I don't really need to go out of the house, I still go out on the roof with him, because it gives me the excitement of going out on the roof. But again, you have to be careful, very slanted. But in those days, you had a roof, but today, sometimes people have a deck or a patio that's sometimes elevated. And let's say the deck is off the kitchen and on one floor, and it's in the second floor, and so on. So you don't have the fence is going to rock down, it can fall off. So that's the din of making a market. So based on that, in source number 6 says the following, Bavakamadav Tes Vav Amidbeis, the Tanya, Rab Nosson Omer, Minayin Shloigadel Adam Kelev Rab Besoch Beis. So how do we know? The Gemara and Shabbos have a funny play on words from Pasuk and Eov that it keeps Chesed out of the house, but Rab Nosson is making a more definitive, more halachic type of statement. He says, how do we know Shelo Yigadel Adam Kelev Rab Besoch Beis? So that's wrong, and one should not raise a vicious dog in his house. And similarly, Al Yamid Sulam Ra'ua Besoch Beis, so shouldn't leave a rickety ladder. ladder where the rungs are half wasted away, also in the house, and somebody could start climbing up and it'll just break, right? You're not supposed to die. You're not allowed to do that. Talmud Lomar lo sosim dam beisecha. Okay, the idea of building the fence is not, the parapet, the fence around the roof, that's not just the we're worried about the roof, but anything dangerous in the house. Not out of any kind of dangerous things lying around the house that somebody could get hurt. And this is one of the examples. So one of the examples the Rav Nosson gives is having a vicious dog, because it can hurt them, bite somebody or hurt somebody. It's considered dangerous to have such a thing around the house.
Are you saying you're over on a lav meteorite?
That's what it seems to be. That's a strong statement. Yes, at least it's an asmachlav. He's darshaning pasuk. He's expounding his pasuk. That's exactly my point. It's a little stronger than the Gemara and Shabbos just said. Well, whoever has a wild dog in his house, a vicious dog in his house, it's keeping keeping chesed away. Okay, that's a musar vart, but here it's as I'm saying, if Nosson is making a stronger statement, sounds like he's darshaning a pasuk, perhaps the Raisa, that lo yigadol adam kel rab. That's the opinion of Rav Nosson. However, there is another Gemara in Baba Kama, much later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says the following, kind of mitigating statement. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Megadlim, and we go perhaps mitigating, as we'll see, Megadlim Klovim Kufrin, the Chasulim, the Kofin, the Chudo Sanoim, Ibnei Shasim, and Nakaras Abayas. The one Daf Pei Amud Aleph in Baba Kama says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you are allowed to raise what's called klovim kufrin, certain types of dogs, which Rashi explains in Source 8, Rashi, Baba Kama, Pei Aleph, klovim kufrim, ketanim, the very small dogs. They're not nasim, they're almost like midgets, very tepah, small dogs. Okay? Or lishna achrina, klovim gedol, they can be big, but shall tayod, and they're used for hunters and some of the ain mazik, and they're trained, they don't bite, they don't harm anybody. So according to Yishmael, we have an exception here. If the dogs are small, they don't harm anybody, that's okay, says Yishmael. Matter of fact, he thinks it's a good idea. He mentions various other creatures also. Mipnei shasul and nakar sabayis. Says Rashi, again in Source 8, nakar sabayis min hachbar. It keeps the rodents out. You have dogs.
Straight cats in Israel.
Yeah, sure. Yishmael, okay, they imported them originally.
Yeah.
And Yishmael, all these cats, I think so. Yeah. They brought in the cats to keep out the mice. Now there's too many cats. But that's exactly Rashi. Something you have a dog, it kind of keeps out the mice and rats and rodents and whatever else. So it's a positive. So according to Bishmuel, you are allowed to keep a dog. But again, the stress being either these kufrim, either very small, or if they weren't small, but ain mazik, and didn't cause any type of damage. Okay, now the Mishnah in Baba Kama and off Ayin Tes on the Bays. So far now there need not be. It need not be understood that there's a machlokas between Rav Nosson and Baba Kama Daf Tesvav and Rabbi Shmuel and Baba Kama Tayyam Aleph. Not necessarily a machlokas, because Rav Nosson was talking about a kelev ra, right? And Rabbi Shmuel was talking about this other type of dog, which isn't bad. So it sounds from here, you can say, look, if it's a vicious type of dog, I don't want to identify it, a pit bull or whatever, some kind of vicious dog, then the Gemara, Rabbi Nosson says you shouldn't have it. It's a violation of lo sosim dama veisecha. It's dangerous to have such a thing in your house, like having a rickety ladder, or any other type of dangerous, a place without a railing, or something that you're not allowed to do. And Rabbi Shmuel is talking about having a dog, which is a harmless, that doesn't cause trouble, it's little, it does, it's not harmful. However, it's interesting that those are two ways to look at that. Machlokas. However, the Mishnah says, and the Kamad of Ayin Testament Beis, Lo Yigadol Adam Es HaKelev, Ela In Kein HaYakosher B'Shal Shelas. The Mishnah says you should not have a dog unless it's to keep it tied up with a rope, with a chain, keep it leashed, tied up. Okay? And there, and interestingly, the Mishnah does not say Kelev Ra. This is like God alone. It's a kelev. This is seemingly talking about any type of dog. Why not? Says Rashi in his commentary on that Mishnah. The Ramaskal es a kelev. Mipnei shano sheikh, because it bites. The novayach, and it barks. Umapeles isha mirasso. It startles people and can cause a woman to miscarry. Right? A woman pregnant comes by and a dog starts barking and it startles her. And it can cause her to lose the child. She jumps out of fear. Yeah.
Chain doesn't stop barking.
Go. 1 second. So, it's a good question. I think the Tosis Yontif is addressing that question, which I printed in Source 11. The Tosis Yontif on that Mishnah, B'du Al-Masal, El-Em Kena Kosh B'Shal Shelas, I think is addressing Yehuda's issue. If it's chained up, That takes care of the biting, but what if it's not going to take care of barking? He says, well, it does, at least psychologically, he says, the Tosis Yantuk, Shekeman Shekosher, who ain't Misyarim Meno. You know, if the dog's chained up, you're not as scared. You walk by, yeah, I know I'm not a big dog person, but you know, you walk by, the dog starts barking, it's all chained up, it doesn't bother me, you know. Otherwise, I might walk the other side of the street. But if it's chained up, you can bark loud, not going to scare me. That's what he says. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara elaborates on that a little later in Bava Kamma. You know, all these are Gemaras in Bava Kamma. This is on the Pei Gimel Amud Aleph in source number 12. The Gemara says as follows, Tanar Abonu Le'gadol Adav Esakelev Ela in Kain Kosher B'shal Shelas. But the Gemara now qualifies it and says, Ava Megadol Hu Be'ir Asmuch L'Sapar. But you are allowed to have dogs, a dog in a city near the border. Okay, you know, you live near the out in the boondocks, you live near a border where sometimes invaders would come in, and you had dogs there to protect you and protect the city for security purposes. So that's allowed. The kosher by yom, you got to keep them tied up during the day. No one's going to, in those days, no one invaded during the day. People would come sneaking in, they'd come under the cover of darkness. So the kosher, well, matira balada, you can let these dogs run around loose at night. It'll keep any robbers and invading, you know, marauders out, you know, at night. Okay, now then the Gemara says, Tanir Blezra Gadol Omer, I'm a Gadol Klovim, Kim a Gadol Chazirim. Anybody who raises dogs, and notice again it doesn't say Kelav Ra, but any kind of dogs, Kim a Gadol Chazirim. It's like raising pigs. Okay, and it says the Gemara, Lamai Naf Kamina, but what sense is it like raising pigs? So it says the Gemara, Lamekam Alei the Oror. A person is subjecting himself to an horror, a statement of curse, if he goes ahead to raise a dog. That's what the Gemara says. Let me see if I have it here. Just a moment, because there are a couple of Rashis I wanted to mention. So, I got the wrong thing. Hold on. Rashi points out, what do you mean, make him a labor horror? So Rashi says, because earlier the Gemara had mentioned, this is taking on off the last stop in Perek Merubah in Bava Kamma. Earlier on, the Gemara had said, "Kidetanya le'el arur Yisrael shegadol chazerim." The Gemara earlier says that the person who raises pigs is in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be cursed. So that's what Elazar Gadol equates raising a dog with raising a pig. Le'meik alei ba'arur. Okay.
In Israel.
Good point. The Gemara doesn't specify. I'm not even sure if it mentions. May not be in Israel. It's Ari Yisrael, Shirdad al Chazerim. So it may not be in Israel. I'm sorry. May not be. Okay. Now, I have to look back at that other Gemara. The Gemara continues here, a couple lines later. It says, Darish Abdusti of the Mimbiri. We have it there on the third line. Darsh reduced in the Biri. Uvnucha Yomar Shuba Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael. Famous pasuk. We say when we put the Sefer Torah away. Uvnucha Yomar Shuba Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael. What does it mean? Rivos Alpha Yisrael. Lamercha She'en Shchina Shora Al Yisrael. Pachos Mishnei Alafim Ushnei Rivavos. Rivava or Rivava is the Hebrew word for 10,000. Rivo is 10,000. In English, there's no, you know, you hit 1,000, but it doesn't change again until a million, right? So there's 1,000, 2,000, nothing different. 10,000 is just 10,000, like 9,000, 9,000. But in Hebrew, there's, you know, when you get up to 10,000, a different word called Rivo. So it says in the Pasuk, Rivavos, which is 2 10,000s, that's 20,000, minimum 2 10,000, 20,000. Alfei is also plural, by plural of 1,000. So Rivos Alfei is how much? 22,000. So it says, Nuchayom Hashuv Hashem Rivos Alfei Yisrael. The Shechina rests on the Jewish people that when there are 22,000 people assembled together in the same place. It doesn't happen that often, but I do remember by the Siyam HaShas, they would always quote this drasha, you know, because you have more than 20, you know, Madison Square Garden or the Meadowlands, you have more than 22,000 people. So they say Shua and Shechina Shore, or the Shechina is there. They have 22,000. So says the Gemara, going on, Choser Achas, and they're missing one. Let's say they were waiting for the Shechina to arrive, missing one. V'haisa Ishim Uberes Beinayim, and among them was a pregnant woman. And Ruila Hashem is going to have a baby any moment, and that's going to be number 22,000 to bring the Shechina down. And then a dog barked, and startled her, frightened her, and she miscarried the child. You prevented the Shekhinah by having this dog. You prevented the Shekhinah from resting on the Jewish people. Okay, again, a drasha. And then the Gemara tells a story. There was a certain woman who was walking into a certain house. So she was baking something there. And Novach Bakalva, and suddenly the dog began to bark. It startled her. And the owner tried to, calm her down. Don't worry about it. It's not a frightening dog. Shkula Nive. The teeth are gone. It's an old dog. It's toothless. It can't bite. The bark is worse than its bite. Don't be scared. Right? However, Amarle Shkili Tevuscha Vishadya Chizri Kvar Nod Vlad. She says, it doesn't matter. Okay, what you're saying is it was cast to the thorns and so on, because the child of Lot has already, moved from its place. Rashi says, Nekar Mkomcho, Mkomo rather, your words of comfort, Rashi explains, Netula hi Tavosu, Mutelas ala Kotim, Shalokasharta Zakela, Masha Tamarachamin, they should have kept the dog locked, chained up. Said you let it out, it's too late. Okay, so she lost the baby. Anyway, you see from all of this that there's concern when one owns a dog. We'll notice again that Rav Nosson, the original Gemara Daf Tezvav, spoke about only a Kelev Ra. That was also the Gemara Shabbos. Was there a Kelev Ra? Rav Yishmael specifically allows certain type of dogs that are considered to be small or harmless. And the Mishnah seems to say, nonetheless, you're not allowed to keep any dog unless it's chained up. And otherwise, it's you got horror, like holding a pig and so on. So the view is not so positive. How do we pass him halacha? So the Rambam says the following in source 13. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perikhei Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, "V'chein asru chahom legado chazerim b'chol makom, b'chol makom." They're not just Eretz Yisrael. V'lo es hakelav. You're not allowed to raise a dog. Ella in kena kosher b'shal shel. So you keep it tied up. Okay. And notice the Rambam just says lo es hakelav. He does not say kelav ra. He's not distinguished. And we know, we're trained to assume that the Rambam is very precise in his language. The Rambam did not say Kelev Ra. He says, any kind of Kelev, you're not allowed to have a Kelev unless you keep it tied up. He does mention, again, unless you're living in one of these border towns and so on, by Om Kosho, Balada Matiri, keep it tied up in the day, you let it loose at night. Cursed is somebody who raised dogs and pigs, if Nesha has Zekon Maruba Amatsu, because they cause damage. They do that, they bite people, all of those stories. In fact, there was just a story this week. A fair one, some rabies. No, they just had that. I think I just read this week, a few days ago, they discovered a problem with rabies and dog bites in Fairlawn. Right over here. So that's right. That's the Rambam says. This is again. I stress the Rambam does not say necessarily anything about a kelev rai. He's talking about dogs in general. It just has zekon mosse. Now the Sefer Achinuch makes an interesting comment on a totally different issue that relates to this. The pasuk says in source number 14, Dvarim Parakov Gimel Pasuk Kutes, Lo Savi Esnan Zona Umechir Kelev Beis Shon Akachah Ol Neder Kisovas. You're not allowed to, when you purchase a carbon, you're not allowed to use money that was obtained through prostitution, right? That's Esnan Zona. Also, Mechir Kelev. You sold a dog, you're not allowed to use that money to purchase that animal for a carbon. And the Sefer Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, he says, Regam ke Mechir Kelev Tamzeh, ke a carbon yabi adam lekapar al nafsho. A person brings a carbon to atone for his sins. And he's supposed to view like he's supposed to be sitting there being burnt himself, other than the fact that Hashem has chesed and accepts this offering from him, right? It's a very humbling kind of experience. He says towards the end of what I printed in source 15, "Va'klovim yadua shein azay nefesh." Okay, dogs are known to be very brazen. Okay. And the Shema we told Chashom and the Tima Chazak to Chazak Nafsho and Sik Sharpam and Echon Achatam Kasher Roylo. And if he uses the money from a dog to purchase an animal of a carbon, it could be he won't have the proper humility and the proper sense, and will ruin the carbon, he won't do tshuva properly, etc. Again, you see this notion that dogs are known to be brazen, and therefore it's not a good idea to have a dog. Now elsewhere, the Rambam, as I quote in Source 16, makes a very staggering comment as well. This is Hilchos Talmud Torah. Paragvav Alochi Adalah, the Rambam there has a list In Paragvavaloch of Vilna's Talmud Torah, there is a list of different people who are put in cherem for certain things, they're excommunicated for certain reasons, a whole list. And number Zion is on the list. Meishi Eshba Rishuso Dover Hamazik. We put into cherem somebody who has in his property a something which causes damage. Hamazik Kigon Kelevra. Like now here he says Kelevra. Kidam does say Kelevra. Vicious dog. Oh, Sulam Ru again or a rickety ladder. Menadin Oso Ache Yosef Hezekiel. You put him in cherem until he gets rid of this damaging item. So now here the Rambam says Kelevra. Now the distinction, of course, is would seem to be that you know earlier he was told me just not having any kelev, but you don't get put in cherem for having one. When it's a kelev ra, you might as well get put in cherem. So it's not that the Rambam was unaware of the Gemara's distinction or ignored the Gemara's distinction in the different Gemaras we saw in the different places in Bava Kamma between a kelev and a kelev ra. But he says in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon in Parakeh that we read before. Now, he says you don't have any dog, and it's part of the aura and so on. But as far as cherem, that's limited to a kelev ra. That's what we could explain in Amma. Now, others have a slightly different take between a kelev ra and a regular kelev. I quoted from the Tosefta. If you see the Tosefta is printed in source number 17. The Tosefta of a Kama Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. The Tosefta says, you have on the sheet. Oh yeah, that's right. It's a different. Also, that's a different Tosefta. Yeah, it's a different Tosefta. Okay, so you don't have it, so I'm glad I bought it. It says that it's the different arrangements of the Tosefta. So on the computer, it has a different one. So I brought with me this Tosefta. So it's a Parakhes Halacha Hey Keshem. So Shimon ben Elazar Omer Megadlin Klavim Kufrim. Right, that's what we had in the Gemara from Rabbi Shmuel back on the. That was what source was that? That was the second one, Bava Kamma. It was the Dafayim and Aleph, source 7. We had it from Yishmael, and the Bryce sets of Shimon ben Elazar, Megadlum, Kavim, Kur, Mechulas, Usanim, and so on. Dovin, Dorm, Hamanakin, and Sabayas, they keep the house clean, keep the rodents out. However, Afal P, Shama, Im, Megadlum, Kavim, Beyushuv, you're not allowed to raise dogs in the neighborhood of Megadlum, Bayros, Asmuchos, Sapar. Okay, but you are allowed to, have it in the border village, everything we said. Beyond Kosho Summer, Shall Barzal, Latino, Sobaleo, so the Lezer Omer, Hamagado Club, and Kamagado Chaziran. So the Tosefta is presented as a kind of machlokas. Okay, one opinion says the small dogs you're allowed to have, the other one says, well, you can have it if you're by a border village, and then the Bilezer says, Hamagado Club, and Kamagado Chaziran. So in the Tosefta, Cheska Abramsky, a sefer called Chazon Yecheska. Cheska Abramsky was a great dayan and posek, and originally was in London. And he came to Yerushalayim, one of the great gedolim of the last century. So he has put out a sefer called Chazon Yecheska on the whole Tosefta. So here in the Chidushim section, he says notes that the Rambam, Avala Rambam Hilchos Nizkei Mamon Kosor Sheosor Gadol Kelev Meno Kosh Mishalshos Mashma Filu Stam Kelev Osor. Again, like we said, even not just a kelev ra, but even a stam kelev, an ordinary dog. Now, why is that? So he says, "Ve'ulai Yeshlomar Sharama Mashra Hodet Tani Harp with Osef Masnisin Shalosu Agadol Kovim Takonas Chachomim Dumi the Kol Hani the Kachoshim Hachi." He says, "Part of Takonas Chachomim," and maybe it was. I think he's driving at is maybe the Rambam holds when it's a kelev ra, then it's deraisa based on the pasuk of Lo Sosim Don Vesecha. You asked before you heard it. In other words, what I think Ibn Chazak is saying is that the Rambam again does not ignore the distinction between Kelev Ra and plain Kelev. The Kelev Ra is an Issa Doraisa based on Lo Sosim Don Vesecha. A plain Kelev is the Rabbanon, like various other things. Rabbanon not raising pigs and these other things. But clearly, the Rambam, that's not Ibn Chazak Abramsky was, but I think I'm convinced that's what he means. But in any event, that's the position of the Rambam. The tour, however, we'll go back to the sheets in source 18.
I don't know if you will come back to it. Yeah. There is some attitude which is positive to the dog.
Right, like we have, and that is a schar for not barking at night. It's fine.
That's a note.
I guess the Rambam, unless it's one of those places where even the Rambam says, by a border village, you can keep it and so on.
And that's what the Midrash theory is. That's your sheepdog that you're giving it.
Right. So let's see. But the Rambam, I'm not sure. But the Torah, let's see. The Torah says, and this is in Choshen Mishpat, it's in a tough test. The Torah says, well, so the God of Kelev Ra. The Torah brings Aloha, he says that the whole Israel is only on a Kelev Ra. That's what the Torah says. Elim Kenu also b'shal shalosh shabarznas is chained up and so on and so forth, and mentioned the same distinction, you know, if you live in a border city. But notice the Torah only prohibits, it doesn't say anything about a
but he's allowing the shalshelis and the... And
even there, even right, that's the point. That's the point. The Rambam, the Kelebrah, doesn't seem to entertain having it at all. He says you put a cherem if you have it. Right, that's the Rambam called Talmud Torah. And then the chain is for the plain caliph, right? The Torah, however, doesn't seem to us a plain caliph at all. He only talks about a caliph rab. Okay, and it's interesting, the Hagos Maimonides holds like that also, that maybe where the Torah's basis is, the Mordechai, that group, school of thought. Hagos Maimonides brings an interesting why. Hagos Maimonides on the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Perek Yud Aleph, that's the Rambam talks about Makkah. So in Perek Yud Aleph, Oz Gimel, so they have it there in source 19. But Nasan Omer Minayin Shleamit Adam Sulam Ruah Besoch Pesav Aloygad Al Kelav Rab Besoch Pesav Talmud Omer Asosim Dom Vesecha. He says specifically, Av Kelav Sheino Ramut Aloygado. Kargos Menos, not like the Rambam, or unless he learns the Rambam differently too. But that's what he spells out, Kelav Sheino Ramut Aloygado. And that was the sheet of the Torah. The whole issue is only on a Kelav Rab. But Kelav Sheino Ramut Aloygado, and he brings a raya. Kedarmina b'avodazar amal talo sar b'kalva b'shvizim le'achashad mashma ha'acher mutar. He refers to a gemara b'avodazar, and I've printed that on the page in source 20. The gemara b'avodazar daf kaf beis amud beis. The gemara says, alahod tanar b'yosef armalata lo sar b'kalva b'lo sishu barbera b'shviza. An armalata means a widow, an almana. An almana shouldn't have a kelav in the house. People in those days, it seems in the Gemara, were suspected of, you know, bestiality or something like that. So a woman living alone shouldn't have a dog there, so people will be choshed her. Rashi
maybe
says,
Shpiza.
In the house.
That means in the house in general, we're not talking about a boarding house, say.
The second thing is that a bar be'rab, the Talmud shouldn't live, that's a separate din, okay, in that place. But the Rashi explains, Losar b'kalva, Shema tis'av v'tarbiyena aleh, because you have this desire for bestiality. That's how the same Gemara appears in Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph, and Aleph Rashi there says, lo sar be'kalva, lo sigad al-kalv, shema t'kalkil imo. But Tosis is quick to point out that we're not kosher that Jews will do that. That's not what it means, says Tosis. Not that the woman will really do this. That's what it says in Tosis. Mishum la, I don't know what the Gaurish name is, Jewish name is too. Mishum lazus sosayim. People will make innuendos about it. Not that they were really were Jews. He says, Jews aren't suspected of this type of behavior, of bestiality. It just means that, it's a sad commentary. We're not, Jews aren't suspected of bestiality. But of talking about other people, guilty as charged. So therefore, that's what we're afraid of. Not that she's actually going to do something, but the people tell tales, they'll talk and gossip and slander and so on and so forth. Okay, but be that as it may, says that Ghost Marmolios, if there's a general issue to have a dog, why does the Gemara have to have a special din that an almana widow shouldn't have because people talk? What do you mean no one's supposed to have? That's the way, if you look back at our Ghost Marmolios in 19, that's what he's saying. That's my raya, he says. Right, again, Agos Manu says, Kelef She'eno Ra Mutter. How do I know? Because the Gemara had to create or set up a special Isser and Almana, people, like Tosa says, people are going to talk, and they'll say things. What do you mean? No one's allowed to have a dog. Why do you have to sing on Almana? The Rambam Paskin just showed you the Halacha in Perk Chav Beis, Luchos Yisrubi Halacha Pezayim. Also, the Talmud Chacham Lishkon Bechotzi Yesheish Bo Almana. That's Yerushul Abihuda. Talmud Chacham shouldn't live even in the courtyard. Again, Afal Pishenim Siachar, even if he's not alone with her, but Me'a Chashad, right? People talk and so on. Ellen Kainas Ishtima, that's his wife said too. Bechain Almana Asura Legado Kelev Nechshad. Almana shouldn't have a Kelev. And the Shulchan Aruch in Ebn Ezer, Simon Chav Dalid, in Sif Aleph also says Jews aren't suspected for this kind of stuff, but he also assumes that the issue is that people are going to talk and so on and so forth. But again, without going into great detail on that particular case, and Sif, it's not printed on the page, but Sif Yud Ches of Simon Chavdal, it says it accepts psychosis that people are going to talk. Okay, but why do you need a special category of Isser for Almana if no one's allowed to have a dog, right? So Gosh Manas said, must be that it's mutter to have in a particular case. That's why Gosh Manas is Ryan. Okay. How do we pass him aloha? Again, it seems to be machlokas, the Ram in the tour.
But we completely forgot the initial Resh Lakish, which said that it is an issue of chesed.
Right, but that, I think, maybe is more of a Musar kind of thing. It's not a good idea in some ways. It's not like, a Gort that is not an Isser, you know, it's not an absolute halak.
I think that there is a different issue here. I mean, if you have a dog, and you spend money on that dog, that's totally
So the truth of the matter is, since you mentioned, I have it later, we didn't get on the sheet, maybe I have the wrong thing, but the Sefer Chassidim says in the Siman Tav Tav Reish Lamed Ches 1038, again there are different versions of the Sefer Chassidim also. The Sefer Chassidim actually is talking about owning birds, so nothing to do with any damage or that's going to scare anybody. But he said, if people are wasting money on it, he said, better to give it to Tzedakah. He says it about, you have a pet bird, you have to take care of it. He says, better should give the money to Tzedakah. So you can extrapolate from there. Again, he was talking about birds. So that's a totally separate area. Nothing to do with, and you're right, that may tie into that Gemara about Ches. Nothing to do with the damage.
Yeah. Birds as opposed to dogs, I get no benefit. It looks nice,
right?
But dog, keeps up burglars.
Right. So
but at the end of the day,
the dog
the total
kids,
matter is the amount of economy that is spent on dogs. Even in the field of the
medical nowadays where they put them on a respirator,
it's mind-boggling.
Is that right?
Nowadays when they prescribe Ritalin for the dog, they're spending a lot of money.
Okay, so there you have it. How do we pass the Shulchan Aruch on this question? Because again, to review, the Rambam distinguished between Kelev and Kelev Ra, but the Torah said the only issue is Kelev Ra. Now, Gos Manas had a pretty good raya from that story about the Almana and so on, with the din about the Almana. So again, in Choshen Mishpat, Sin Tov Tes Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I'm just going to the Shulchan Aruch from here. I mean, it's on your sheet, but I want to read the Sma also. Thanks. Oh, did I bring the wrong? I brought the wrong. Gimel? Choshen Mishpat Gimel? Shulchan Aruch, not the Torah. Sorry. So, you know what it is? It's against the wall there. So let's read from the Shulchan Aruch first. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the source number 25. Also, the God of Kelev Ra. Like the Torah, right? At Kelev Ra. Elim Kain, who also b'shalshal Shabbaz of a kosher, unless it's tied up and so on. Ubir Asmuchel Sapper, Mutal Gadlo, and again, by a border city, you can do it, and then they'll tie it up during the day, let it loose at night. There are more ads, an interesting thing, this cuts to what Yehuda was saying. There are more ads, V'yesh Omrim. The hashta shanu shruyin bein ha'akum v'umos b'chol inyan shari. He said, nowadays that we're living among goyim, and I guess people would use dogs for protection, right? Was able to find it? Thanks. Now that people have dogs for protection purposes and so on, then it's mutter even if you're not in a border city. That's the chiddush, so to speak, of the Amor. Times have changed, so to speak, and Jews are in areas where they're worried about pogroms and other things. If they have dogs, I have too many dogs. And he writes to poke chazim ayam at the bar. Go out and look what people do. The minig is that people do have pet dogs. However, there are more than ads. That's important. It's on the next page already. Mihu, even the Ramah says, Nira imu kelev ra, sheyesh lochu sheyazik ne adam, da osu legadlo elim kein kosher b'shal shalol shabarzo. He says, but that's not a blanket heter to have. You have to keep them tied up. You want to have a dog for security purposes, to protect the house, like you were saying before, okay. But if it's in the category of a kelev ra, it's still got to be tied up. That's the No, it's at night you let it go, I guess. I'm not going to harm, people in the neighborhood. Or maybe the barking alone helps.
Like a junkyard. During the day and then let out to roam the junkyard at night.
Right. Or if it's, sometimes...
By the way, the army.
Yeah.
There's a whole unit.
Canine units.
But they really treat them, they are excellent. In the
operation the ones
in
Aga. Look for survivors in rubble.
No, they look for bombs.
No, they look for bombs. They sniff out bombs.
They bury them. When they die, they bury them in the little ceremony. They have a cemetery for them. I think that also the whole natural changed over the millennium. The dogs and dogs were much more vicious.
Right, in those days,
They became much more
It could be. We'll see some of the modern Jews shortly, but very quickly, the Sma writes in Sif Cotton Hay, he says it has to be tied up. The other time she yoshu gam tashamech amapilos hashem yoshu enkan came the idea that you kosher lo misyarim and avinim apilos. Women aren't afraid if they're tied up, like we said before. Yoch Hashulchan summarizes this. I printed it on the page. Again, we don't have to read every word. And Sifdala, the same simon tough test and choshem mishpat also legal of kalabradim ken alosu shalchos abayzo and so on. And he quotes the Ramah. And then he says, however, he adds the makom shasul gadlo kamal ba'ara, right? Otherwise, you get that ara. Now the question now becomes: okay, so everybody agrees now out of a kelav ra. What exactly is a kelav ra? How do you determine? How do you determine the viciousness of it? So here, the Yamshel Shlomo, which I think is part of the Yamshel Shlomo Babakama. Source number 27, Yamshel Shlomo Rosh Shlomo Luyas, Parag Zion, Simon Mem A. He writes, he discusses with Caleb Calabria, discusses the whole issue, and just hand it to me here. I only printed part of it, and it's really all we need. But, he has a whole discussion. After all, he says many people do have those. Why aren't people sometimes makel about it, and so on? Why people make one and so on, and he wonders why. Anyway, then he says the following, and this is what's relevant to us. He says, again, a distinguishing Kelav and Kelav Ra. Let's read what it has here. After Masnis and Harib Kelav Ra, Hainu Stam Kelav, Shehumana Beach, I'll call Misha Eno Makir. You know how you define Kelav Ra? A dog who barks. And it's got to be, I guess, a frightening bark. Anyone doesn't recognize. Umachmas nivichoso hu kori ra. On account of his bark, he's called bad, vicious, af sheino noshech, even if it doesn't bite. That's a kumra. In other words, he understands that a kelev ra is any dog that barks a lot, frightening barks, even if it doesn't bite. Lachain kol ishire shamayim lo yigadel kelev. Therefore, a person who raised Shemaim shouldn't have a dog. Ella Klavim Kufim, except for these little dogs. I guess they yelp. They don't exactly.
Well, not just dogs, spending with Kufim.
Right. But he mentions here Klavim Kufim. Again, I the little dogs, they yelp. They don't frighten you too much, right? Upechai Gavna Shem Meshurim Meturos, and they're strange looking or whatever. Shem Omnul Tzudim and all the Noiva Bias. Avostam Kelev Lo Av Sheino Noshef Noshef. Astam Kelev No, even if it doesn't bite. Mikol Mako Osu Meshushem and Abaya. Excuse me, because it can bark and can cause a woman to miscarry, etc. So we're now defining Kelev Ra as having a frightening bark, even if it doesn't bite. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, the Rav Balatanya, Shnei Zalman of Adi, first Lubavitch Rebbe, that's in Choshen Mishpah, Hilchos Shmir, Zguf, and Nefesh of Baltashlis, and Siv Gimel, the Chayin HaMegadol Kelev Ra, Afilu Eno Noshech, Elo Shemin Aveach, Kishem Atap, Elishma, Yasom, Chol Megadol Kelev Ra, Hare Omid Ba'orah, Ela Kamo HaMegadol Chazirim, etc. So again, he says the same thing. However, in the third line there, he says, the Kelev She'eno Ra, Kelev that's not vicious, meaning She'eno Ben HaBeach Al Adam, doesn't bark, Mutu L'Gad B'chol Mokum, Ein Tzorch L'Kosher Klal. The Achshav Nagu L'Hokel B'Gidu Kelev She'eno Kosher B'Yom. Okay, they're Mekel nowadays, Jews have dogs, the Yeh She'yim Limdu Aleim S'chusim Eno Noshech. Some say, well, as long as it doesn't bite. The issue is not the barking, it's the biting. However, he says, in Ilchud Varov, I think that's not correct. I think he agrees with the Yamshel Shlomo that Kelev Ra is even if it doesn't bite, if it barks. Lochein, kol yurei shemayin, yuzor, shiu kosh, mishal shal shal barzel, ad shosh, shal b'nei adam hochin lishon, afilo eno no shech alam rabeah. Even if it doesn't bite, it just barks, keep it tied up until people go to sleep. So both the Yamshel Shlomo and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav have this chumra position that a Kelev Ra is, even if it barks, a frightening bark, even if it doesn't bite. Others don't have it here with the Knesset Agdola, and there in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Tov Tes Siv Dalet says, no, if it just barks, it's not a Kelev Ra, different opinion. I printed the next tshuva from Yaakov Emden, yeah.
Doesn't matter, the dog doesn't give you sleep at all? Like, you put it outside, the courtyard, and barks away at night, and wakes up all...
Maybe that's a form of Hezek also. Good, could be. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in a tshuva, we'll move to wrap up, because I want to just cover one other issue at the end. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his tshuva, source number 29, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin, also talks about this issue, and he says, it takes a mechumerdicker position, and he says, you know, I shouldn't have any dogs. Look in the second line, he says, velo chilkul aposkim bein kelev lekelev. The poskim don't distinguish in this type of dog and that type of dog, okay? And he says, what about Rabbi Shmuel, who said he's kelev kufrim? Look what he says. Delo kaimalon kiman deshar bekufrim dechidol. That's one opinion. As Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Shmuel. Go, we don't pass on Rabbi Shmuel. He said, das yochid. That's interesting. I told him that Tosefta is quoting him somebody else, so it may not be a das yochid. This is a side point. But to be that as it may, that's the sheet of Yaakov Emden. I don't want to hear about Rabbi Shmuel's heter for Kalaf Kufrin. I don't have nothing to do with it. Dogs, no, and that's it. No dogs. Okay? And he writes, Shchicha nami sakanta b'chulu. Sakana is always possible with any of them. Kenoshiira kama from Rachman Islam. Recall sakanta l'chumra. Whenever there's a danger, we're machmer and stay away from it. Okay, and he says, even a guy will have kufr, maybe one dog for protection. And he goes on later in the tshuva, says, like you were saying, you were made for business reasons, and you need to hold on to a dog, you know, to protect the field or whatever it is. And but even that's a stretch. And anyway, we recommend this position all the way, is that it's, you know, that basically it's usur. At the end, he adds, people waste money on it. What you said, you're talking. He says, "Gam Moshav Leitzim, to sit and play with dogs all day is wasting time and so on." Shumamish Maisa Arelim. It's a goyish behavior. That's a goyim that play with dogs. That's not a Jewish trait, says Yaakov Emden. So he seems to be pretty strongly opposed. Because Yaakov, one place in the Tshuva, I'll come back to this Tshuva later, also says that it's not, you know, it's not something that the Jews do. Just so we don't think we're singling out dogs, I did want to point out, which I have in the sources here, we'll move to source 31. The Gemara in Daf Peyam and Beis tells a story, and Baba Kama, Peyam and Beis tells a story. The Hachi, at a certain point, also Shunra, a cat, I don't know from Chad Gadi, also Shunra, a cat came, and cut Eliyada Dinuka, and bit off the hand of a baby. Okay, a cat did that, and therefore, Nafak Rav Vidarash, Chosol Muto Hargo. They're allowed to kill a cat. A cat also, same thing. Also, the common, they're allowed to have it. And Ein Bo Mishum Gezel. Now the Gemara goes on. I don't read the whole thing, but because time is late, but it talks about the different types. There were white cats and black cats, and some are more dangerous. The white ones are more dangerous. It depends whether it was born from a regular black cat, you know, whatever. Whole discussion, different types of it. But Rashi says certain types, Chiyura, these white ones were Mu'ad Lahazik Adam. Okay, Mu'ad Lahazik Adam. And it says, especially Tosus points out, in Barakama Pema Beis Dilas Hamutal Hargo, because after all, he says the Gemara earlier in Sanhedrin and earlier in Barakama, the Gemara talks about certain wild animals, lions and whatever else. The distinction, people know to stay away from them. A cat, they think, oh, it's harmless, right? People don't know to stay away from it, so it's worse in some ways. And therefore, the Rambam Paskin, the Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda Perek Tesvav Aloch Yedzayin, Chasul Ra Shehori Gestanim Osur Lekaimo. A vicious cat, also not allowed to have. Okay? And that's Shulchan Aruch too. And Choshen Mishpatsun Reish Son of Wav Sivdalin, Chosel Ra Shemazatam, Ein Tzarach Lashivilabalin, enough to return it to its owner, Elamotza Hargo, the refiner should kill it. Okay, so it's not just dogs, it's cats also. And then we mentioned the Sefer Chassidim about the birds, it's a waste of money. So it seems pretty clear anyway that the poskim are not thrilled with, you know, people have these kinds of pets today. It is so more common, huh? Okay. I don't know, fish, right? It's a waste of time, maybe. or money too, like the birds. But I'm not trying to tell anyone here who owns a dog, you have to get rid of it, but I'm showing you that it seems that many postman felt the acronym for sure. On the other hand, we can distinguish as long as it's not a, vicious dog. It seems to me that if it's by nature a vicious dog, such as a pit bull, which they just, they attack. It's known that they attack. I don't see, based on these sources, that it would be proper for a Jew to have, unless he trains them so well, or I don't know. Okay? What I just want to finish over the last 5 minutes is the question of, okay, let's say you have a dog, and for a blind person, a seeing-eye dog, which for a good reason. Right? People need a seeing-eye dog. Right? A specially trained dog. I don't know what kind they are. They're particular... species of dog, I forget, what they use for a seeing eye, but the special kind of, you know, the joke about the guy who, two friends are walking in the park, and they say, oh, it's hot, so we're going for a beer. They come to the bar, and it says, no dogs allowed. So one of the first guy says, I'll tell you, I know how to get in, I'll go on, I'll pretend I'm blind, I'll tell the proprietor, it's my seeing eye dog, he'll be able to give me the beer. So sure enough, he goes in with his dog, and the guy says, I'm sorry, I don't have a dog in here. He says, oh, it's my seeing eye dog, I'm blind. All right, sit over there in the corner, don't bother me. So he got his drink. Then he went out, so the friend goes in with his dog. And the proprietor comes over and says, this is my dog. Oh, it's my seeing eye dog. The seeing eye dog is usually a dog, you know, a big dog that's trained to walk with a person. You're walking here with a chihuahua, that's your seeing eye dog. The guy thought fast and said, oh, is that what they gave me? But anyway, the seeing eye dog is a certain type of dog. So you have a dog, the question that the post can deal with, can you bring such a dog into shul? A guy is blind. Can he bring such a dog into shul? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it, printed in part in source 36 over here, in Chelek Aleph Simon Mem He. He has Yerushalmi. Okay, Yerushalmi is in Megillah, Paragil, Hacha Gimel. He brings a raya from Yerushalmi. Notice this, at the bottom of page 4, who the tshuva was written to. Be'inyan Suma, Shehergil Kelev Alicho, that he's a blind person, that commonly has this dog lead him around. In Yachol Ikonas Abes HaKnesses L'Tfila, can he walk into the shul with a dog? And it's written to Malas Kodir Abagon of Horsman, or Ever Pinchas Mordechai Taitz, Agon Abed and Elizabeth. That's written to the old of a Taitz and Elizabeth, Esther Moshe the Shabbat. So Moshe is Makel, and he says that you can do it, and he brings a Raya. Again, the question was, can he come into Shul for Kaddish and Kedusha and for the Christopher?
Completely different statement than we are.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't start with the question, should a blind man have a dog?
Right. There's an assumption that it's okay, right.
Now the question is,
can he come to shul?
What's the status of shul?
Right. No, correct. This is
coming into shul with a gun.
Right. Same thing. Right. That was a shadow years ago. You know, it's a shadow in many places. Now, if you saw the soldiers come in, they have their weapons, and it says you're not supposed to bring a weapon into shul. I think that unless there's a security concern right then and there. I remember Rosh Hechter told us once years ago, that may be different now because of the security concerns, but years ago then he was in Kiryat Arba or something like that, and he was talking to Rosh Hashiva, and he thought that it wasn't right that the regular guys came into the Beis Medrash with guns.
Once I talked about it,
the weapons and shul. So here, they're right, this is a different deal. I'm just ending off with this, because there's a situation where I assume the post can take as a posture, it's permissible to have such a dog. You know, that's not going to be worse than a guy who has a dog to protect out in the Sapar by the village, border villages and so on. The guy, question is going into shul. So Moshe has a Yerushalmi which talked about a Tamachachim bring a dog, a certain Tamachachim came with a donkey. And Yerushalmi said he brought the donkey into the Beis Medrash. And it ties into this Shaila, a Tamachachim is allowed to do certain things in the Beis Medrash. You know, you're not allowed to eat in the Beis Medrash. Now, sometimes when I say Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses, I'm talking about the room that is, no, that's what I'm saying, it's the room that is set aside, like the sanctuary. So let's say some shuls have a place where they have a kiddush, and they sometimes use a minyan also. That's not the same thing. But it says that if someone who's learning is allowed to have snacks inside a Beis Medrash, because, you know, it's like where you live there, it's like your home, you know, you have a snack, like where there's snacks or drinks here, for that exact reason. So he says that the same thing with bringing the donkey into shul, and he says, Ubevadai shekelev lo goro mechamor. The cow is not going to be worse than a donkey. The aim of the shasav chag gadol mizeh shem lo natirenu yisbatol kriyamu b'tilus v'tzibur. You're not going to let this guy bring the dog into shul. He'll never be able to come to shul. He won't have tilus v'tzibur. Chris a Torah, Chris a Megillah, right? There'll be yom noraim. He won't be able to come to shul. Say Moshe can't fathom that. That we're going to tell a guy he can't bring the seeing eye dog to shul. Never going to come to shul, and therefore he thinks that it's permissible. However, he writes. The guy doesn't have to sit in the middle either. He sit by the door, you know, and not to mix everybody else up, but the tumult like a tumult with other people, so stay right by the door. But basically allows it. And he says this is not, people know it's not Bizoyan, Ain Zed or Bizoyan or Kalas Rosh. It's not considered kind of bizarre. He quotes another Gemara Brachos. Anyway, he feels that it's allowed. However, the last source I printed, 37, is a tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov. Yaakov Breisch was rabbi in Switzerland, also in the latter part of the 1900s, and he saw this tshuva of Moshe, and he disagrees very strongly. He thinks it's not right. He says, first of all, that Yerushalmi, he mentions maybe Chamor, there doesn't mean the actual donkey, but he came with the driver of the donkey, it's called a Chamar. Maybe that's what it means. And if it means a Chamor, he thinks the dog is worse, okay? And he says, a very great, he brings up, well, Yitzhak said before about the knife and so on, okay?
Dog is worse than a donkey.
Yeah, why? So he says why, and oh, say, look at this. In Cain of Surah 37, in Bishlama, Keshechad, you're a Chamor, Rabbi Sakhmet says, you see a donkey in the shul, you'll know that it's for some special reason. Look what he writes. Shechol lachshov zeh hakelach shel rosh hakol. That's the dog of the owner, the president of the shul. Walks to the dogs. He brought his dog to shul. That's what people think. They won't realize the scene. I don't. But think the president came, and he says, especially now, he says, once you open the door, you know, for this, then who knows, everyone will bring the door. Oh, the guy brought his my dog too. Right, that's what his concern is. Again, I'm not sure I'm saying you're going to have to agree. That's what
but
he says.
Okay, it's
yeah.
Pashtut.
Yeah.
There is nowhere a statement in Chazal that a sulik del chamo.
Right, that sense not words, that's true, yeah. But then he writes, when a senu sheyadus kach nisrofa for, in our days, number of Judaism is teetering as much shrach and so on. If you're going to let this exception, once you open the door, there'll be all kinds of exceptions. A lot of people say, well, I'm not blind, but I like to open my dog also. And then after, by the time you finish, you have lots of dogs and shrach.
But the same okay. The dog stays next to the blind man.
I understand.
And,
okay,
and
you can assume
they
that.
Have, I believe yeah. they have a harness that they wear.
Right, right.
That
good,
makes
good.
It very
makes it clear. Good. Maybe his day didn't have it, but yeah, Hanani. Then he mentions also, and again, that may be different also, okay, nowadays, I don't know, but he mentioned at least in his time. So again, he says, now the problem is that, you know, they'll come up with all kinds of coolers, and he says, they'll find Yitachen Shim Tekvar Eza Rabbi Lahatir. Rabbi Reish Aleph Beis Yud Yud. Moshe writes that sometimes also. When he's spoken about a non-observant rabbi. You'll find some rabbi who'll allow it.
Heitz was against us using the term rabbi, right? He said, they've taken it, we should use it.
Anyway, he says, Yachol Litzmach Mizechil Hashem Godol. And look what he writes. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if the standards are today, but at least in his time, he writes, Shah Notzrim, Ostrim Machlis Kelel Reis Tiflosim. The Christians don't allow their dogs in their church. So we should allow in the shul to look like where it makes the Chil Hashem. Okay, and they say it's not allowed in the church, and the shul it's allowed. Anyway, so he thinks that it's not permissible.
That's a classic Schweiz type of thinking.
Yeah?
I mean, there are so kind.
Word about what the Goyim is
image in the Goyim.
Goyim. Okay, good. So he says, and then he says, and furthermore, again, Rav Moshe was trying to be sensitive, and Chalk Yisakov was sensitive too. He says, "Look, Isa, Mashakasa bigos Moshe melona to any zbatel kolim mitzil b'tzibur. I'm never able to come to shul." He said, "What? Kashala hamin shelo yelo eza etsa shemishu yolechem l'mizaknes." It's hard to imagine. We'll be able to find someone from the community to help him into shul. Has to bring the dog in. Let him come with the dog. And tie the dog outside. And he said, "Says the Chalk Yisakov, shul will be people help him in."
That's what Shlaki said. That if you have a dog, you lose the chesed.
That's it. Very good. Right. You have another chesed. Of course, others to lose chesed. But that's what he says. At least sometimes you say, "The guy will never be able to come to shul." They'll leave the dog outside. I'm sure the chesed committee in the shul will arrange to help the person in. And he said, even if it's not possible, then he's on his own. It's not one of Patri. Anyway, so the Chalk Yisakov disagrees. Finally, just it's not on the sheets, but I brought it also to the Sefer called Shar Mitzvah Ba'alach, which is recently written. It's mentioned in the past. It's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So they took, you know, he expanded it, so it's not the Kitzur anymore. He quotes all this. So in the Kitzur Shulchan, in the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alach, in the Siman Yud Gimel, and those days, he also writes, he quotes this too from the Chassam Sofer, that anything which the Goyim are makbid on, it wouldn't look right if we don't, like, and we don't do it also. And one of the things he mentions is allowing the doors into the shul. He says, "Umizet tamur ma'od amashahita bigus Moshe lachnis kelo beisaknes l'sarach suma." I think it's very severe. He says that Moshe allowed the dog, okay, and he thinks Chalkas Yaakov tainted against it, and he thinks that it's not right. He thinks that it's very, very problematical. So I don't know if the situation comes up. You have to ask your local rav what the policy is in your shul about seeing eye dogs. Our Moshe is obviously Yeshon Lismo for Moshe, you know. But you see other Achman and other posts.
Right,
the Kalachor Dono, which is worse.
The
dogs sometimes know how to keep quiet. More than the babies do. Anyway, these are just some things about the issue of owning a dog. Again, you see, in general, Chazal frowned upon unless it's for some very important or constructive reason. And part of the question, how you define a kelev ra, and then we had the machlokas about bringing the dog into the shul. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos is another question with the dog.